This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Proof Rooftop Lounge in Midtown. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick's back at headquarters. We're holding it down at Proof Rooftop Lounge right here in the heart of Midtown. You should be here. Post-parade celebration going on. We're going to be here till 7. It's The Usual Suspects till 4 with Barry and myself. Nick back at the station. And, of course, then Fred, AJ, and the Blitz will be here taking you through till 7 o'clock. We got all kinds of great drawings going on. You can win a trip to Jacksonville, and just for registering to win, you can win one of the hourly prizes. We're also going to be doing prizes and giveaways for compliments of Black Horse Limousine, where you can register for a drawing to win a meet and greet with one of your world champion baseball players who just got done playing a very exciting series that caused this commotion in downtown today.
Yeah, did you mention I was checking out something? Did you mention the photo booth as well?
I did not. That's your job.
Oh, is it? Oh, am I doing it? So you just throw it to me when I don't have the notes up. I see how it is.
I hung a slider. Do something with it.
Well, we do have pickmeevents.com out here. You can get pictures taken with Joel if you want to do
and
that.
And hugs with Barry.
All right. Yeah, you can reach Pick Me Events at 713-423-4190. It's unlimited photos, custom animations, custom layouts, all of it uploaded to social media. You can get it here. They've got all kind of stuff. It's a pretty cool thing, man. You got to check it out. I know that's become like a deal when you go places. They've got like photo booths and stuff, and Mike's got a great one. So while you're here, make sure you get some pictures taken, and it's free. You don't have to pay anything.
You get a family photo. It's free. Right. You can log in, put it on the internet. You can get memories of the parade. You're already winning prizes. It's a good deal.
NASCAR Johnny said, great show, guys. Wish I could be there. I'm at home sick with the baby. Ugh, why I don't have kids. Gross. Somebody said, I've worked 6 to 4 the last year and a half for the first time ever. My boss tried sending me home just now. I declined because I have a busted truck in the radio. Or a busted radio in the truck. He said truck in the radio.
This is
my only place to listen. I'll show you the text,
okay.
Jerk. What I'm trying to say is you guys rock, and I stayed at work just for this last hour, so you better make it worth it. That's a threat. And then he said, just kidding, that wasn't a threat. But, yeah, pressure's on now. We can't suck because somebody actually stayed at work an extra hour to listen.
Now, we've had that happen in the past with the bandwidth.
We're going to hate it when we go to the 13th.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so we're right now we're trying to work on, too, when the players actually get done with the parade and they go to the podium to start talking about the experience, the day, the city. We're going to try and grab that audio from ABC 13. So we're in the process of trying to make that happen, too, and then Nick will let us know when one of the guys comes to the podium. Inevitably, just like in the Lakers championships, I'm just waiting for the first guy to claim that we're going to go back-to-back.
Yeah, no doubt. Rory on Twitter said, as a Redskins fan, do not bring in RG3. He will not survive behind that line. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Especially if they let them all come in free just to take shots at him.
Dr. Runberg on Twitter said, batting helmet guy has showed up at the parade. Why? I wonder if the guy that ended up on TV with the batting gloves, remember that guy? He had the batting gloves.
Well, that's the guy he's talking about, right?
And the helmet.
Or just another guy.
I think it's just another guy with a batting helmet on. Who wears a batting helmet to a parade?
What grown-ass man, whether you have kids or not, has tickets to an American League Championship Series game or a World Series game and goes, you know what? I got to be dressed to the nines. I got to have the right gear. I got to root for my team. I'm going wristbands, batting gloves, batting helmet with the one earpiece, and I may go eye black and chew. You are an idiot. I mean, do you not have a mirror in your house? I want to get on national TV. You're on national TV. It's not like, man, look at that dude's seats. He's having a great time. It's who's the ass clown that decided that the Little League look would be a good look for a 47-year-old man?
I'm just asking a question. I'm not going to defend him.
Is that the look you want your city to have?
You know where I stand on this.
Oh, it's terrible.
Somebody asked on the text line, is Disney waiving the height restriction for Altuve? That's uncalled for, sir. That is uncalled for.
He can't
for.
Ride a roller coaster, but he can win a title. You have it.
That is uncalled for. I won't allow that, and I'm not reading that again on air. That's not right, sir. That's our MVP right there.
That's a pretty good one.
Don't you do that to him.
That is pretty salty right there. The parade's still going on. I mean, they're still trotting around downtown in fire
trucks.
Well,
it was supposed to be 2 to 3, right?
But
I thought it was.
It was only like a 4-block by 4 block radius. I mean, even if you're going at a snail's pace, are they doing laps?
Oh, they extended it. He just said they extended it. I mean,
really?
Let's be real. It could be a while before Houston has another parade, so.
Yeah, like 11 and a half months. That's all it's going to take. Oh, we'll be back again. It's going to be fine.
Are you calling your shot now?
You know, I heard Bregman. Did you see Bregman on social media?
I don't care what he says. What do you say?
I say they're going back next year.
Okay, so you're predicting back-to-back. Go ahead. Nick, make sure you write that down.
I said they're going back next year.
Not winning, but just
they're
appearing?
Going back to the World Series. I haven't committed yet, but I'm saying, yeah, if you want me to commit on it, sure.
Yeah, Nick,
go ahead.
Go
put
ahead.
Some spec on it. I'll say they'll repeat. How about that? Because if we go back and look at the championships in this city, we've already covered it. When the Comets win, they won multiples. When the Rockets won, they won multiples. When the Dynamo won, they won multiples, and they were back-to-back. So I'll stick with it. The pattern continues. Go Stros.
I can't even believe you included the Comets and the Dynamo in this discussion. What are you doing?
Well, I didn't want to. Okay, you know what?
What are you doing?
I'm and picking the Stros. Are you picking the Dodgers?
The rugby team went back to back, and the curling team.
Well, the Arrows didn't, so I didn't mention them.
Oh, that's true, too.
But that one Calder Cup was.
You know
big,
the
though.
One you didn't mention that you've been mentioning all week,
what?
Which was very Aggie of you, is to mention the Oilers AFL
championship
back to back.
No.
I just let it go at first, but come on now. Now you're making up titles.
Yeah, I didn't want to go back.
AFL?
Yeah, no.
You brought it up earlier in the week.
Well, you know, it's for those people that listen on a regular basis. They can store that in their memory banks. And for the others, they don't need to be reminded.
All right. Raheel's here.
And he's celebrating that his car didn't get towed when he left it in the parking lot without a ticket. So that's why he had to do his version of the Josh Reddick.
He's screaming now, which is all right. That's
Ladies and gentlemen, the photo booth is open for photos and autographs with Raheel Ramzanali. He will only be here a short time. Raheel is at the studios, at the stage, and he will be going to the photo booth in mere seconds. There. I'm trying to get some traffic for him, too.
You want to talk basketball for a second?
Me? Basketball?
Yeah.
Nah.
Are you a bit surprised at all about the Cavs starting off 3-5?
Yeah, they've lost four in a row. Based on the competition, I'm a little surprised. I'm not worried. Based on what they have to deal with and who is in the Eastern Conference, they'll right the ship in plenty of time. They still got the best player on the planet. But it is a little surprising to have lost four in a row, and now they go up against the Wizards tonight, and that's no cakewalk.
You know, I think what surprises me the most is how many points a game they're giving up. Their defense is pretty bad right now.
And now they lost Tristan Thompson, who was a rim protector for about a month, month and a half.
The only team in the East giving up more points than them is Brooklyn. Does that surprise you to hear that?
It doesn't surprise me Brooklyn's giving up points.
No, I'm saying the only team giving up more per game than the Cavs is the Brooklyn Nets.
Think about some of the moves they made simply for defense in the last couple of years. They want an Iman Shumpert because they want a perimeter defender. You know, they want guys that are going to guard the tin, and yet they're giving up points like they're going out of style. That's not a good look.
I mean, I would have thought, you know, the Hawks, somebody like that would have been.
Atlanta's terrible.
Yeah, the Hawks or even the Sixers a little bit because they're young. They're going to give up a lot of points. They're going to run.
They just want to run and gun.
A lot of shots. Yeah.
Speaking of the Hawks, your Rockets playing in Atlanta tonight. In case anybody cares, they remember they have a basketball team now that baseball's over.
Never heard of them.
Okay.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, you'll have James Harden's beard by the end of the month, right? Because the Astros won?
We talked about that. No, I can't grow a beard. It's going to be ugly.
You nixed it? You're not going to at least
try?
No,
I'm still doing it. I'm still keeping my word, and I'm not shaving until December 1st, but it's going to be ugly, I'm telling you.
It's
not pretty. It's not going to be it's not a good look. So, sucks for me. Sucks for the wife. She's gonna have to look at that. It's gonna be pretty bad.
Yeah, sucks for me. Well,
huh?
I'm in that boat too, but
not growing yours.
No,
are
but
you?
I got to look at you 5 days a week.
Well, it's all right.
I'm just saying.
Okay. I'm not. I never claimed to be handsome.
Oh yes, you have on numerous occasions. Yes, you have.
No, I usually claim to be right, but never handsome. I'm right.
Nick,
I'm right way more than you are, but I've never claimed to be handsome,
which is false.
Oh, what? The handsome?
No, the right part.
Oh. Well, I would go both.
Lots of guys wearing jerseys for you today, including my Matt Dingus is in the house.
What's up, man? How's it going?
Big fan of the show. Sporting the all old school Astros lineup.
With the with the rainbow on the
shoulders. Yeah.
We've got the Flying Star jersey.
What was that, 96, 97?
You know, sir, cover your ears for a second. Earlier at Academy, I said that was the ugliest jersey ever. But I'm gonna take it back because I was corrected. The red with the cursive writing.
Oh, the Astro the brick red.
Those were the ugliest Astros jerseys ever.
Let's not forget the fact that my man's wearing the Astros rainbow jersey, which is my favorite of all time.
Yeah, those are pretty hot. Yeah.
So we've got we basically could do an Astros fashion show with all the different uniforms from all the different. All we need is someone to bring down the brick red for Barry.
No.
bring that brick red jersey. He might put it on for the photo with you.
No, I'm good.
You got a t-shirt on. You can put it on over that.
I'm not going to be changing to take pictures.
No, just put it on over. It's a button down.
No, I'm all right.
Okay. You sure?
I'm good to go. Now, apparently, people are crowd surfing at the parade.
Oh, boy.
Houstonians should not be crowd surfing. They're like the worst at crowd surfing, honestly.
Nick says the Houstonians are the worst at crowd surfing. It's
because
we're fat, Nick.
Yeah.
Fat people don't crowd surf. That's not good.
And people don't carry fat people who try to crowd surf. They just let them fall.
Yeah, this city's shoulders are not ready for us to crowd surf. There's no way.
What would you do if, like, Gaddis got up on top of the fire truck and just decided, I'm going to take a shot at the crowd surfing thing, catch me.
Falling on the ground.
Cannonball! Right off the top of the fire truck. That would work, right? You'd catch him.
You're catching some heat on the text line.
For what now?
For bringing up the Dynamo in comments when you talk championships.
Oh, whatever. Been there, done that. Win one, okay? I got the jewelry in my sock drawer to prove it. I work for the comments.
I wouldn't mention it, really. I don't know.
Matt Dingus did, too. We're not shy about the fact we got Comets jewelry.
Matt, do you go around bragging like, hey, what's up, girl? You know me? Maybe you recognize me from all my years with the Comets.
Who's bragging about that? Matt's an honest single guy. Whatever works.
And then the chick goes, who? Like, chicks didn't even watch the Comets. They have no idea who you're talking about.
I got four of them. If I'd have gotten a fifth, you know where I was getting it. Never mind. Anyway, if you want to see my jewelry, I got them in the sock drawer. But I'm bummed. Hey.
Oh, my God. You're on your own.
Fine. I am every day.
Are you, Joe? Are you?
In my mind.
Okay.
I know I don't have any support from you.
Oh, my God. It's like being married.
Is the parade
I
over?
I swear to God.
Because we're starting like to get a lot of traffic around
Yeah.
here. I like it.
No, it's still going. I don't know if that's a fire or a parade.
Yeah, I'm hearing the fire trucks. I'm like...
That's scary.
Did they extended the route and they're coming down this way?
They said last turn. He said it's the last turn. This is it right here. It's coming down here. It's coming right by Proof, huh?
Matt Dingus is on record as saying fire trucks are going to stop here to hang out after the parade. I don't know who's on it, but hey, he's the guy wearing the white Astros jersey with the rainbows on the shoulders. All right, we're going to continue to go on with our live coverage from Proof Rooftop Lounge in Midtown. When the parade ends, the party begins. That's right, right here at Proof Rooftop Lounge. Back with a whole lot more Usual Suspect, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume...
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Proof Rooftop Lounge in Midtown. This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back at Proof Rooftop Lounge. It's the place to be right after the parade for the post-party festivities. We are here on the roof where it is on fire. It's going to get better and better. We've got fantastic drawings going on. The ESPN marketing crew is out here doing a hell of a job getting everybody registered for some great drawings. We got hourly drawings. You got to register to win a trip to Jacksonville drawings. We should have an artist somewhere for all the drawings we got going, Barry. And then after 4 o'clock, while Fred and AJ are doing their thing, we're going to start doing hourly drawings for a chance to win a private meet and greet with prominent members of the team that just won the World Series championship.
Yeah.
And when I say some of the loyals are here, some of the loyals of all loyals are here, one of them in particular strikes a chord with me, Barry, because he fits the exact same mode, only he didn't get the greeting you got during the commercial break.
Well,
Dr. Dre on 290's here, and I was like, wait, dude, you're not black?
Yeah, somebody did. Who was it that said that to me? Somebody goes.
My man, where did he go? He was just here at the
bar. He goes, Barry, you're really not black. Like, I didn't know. I was like, what?
What? Yeah, I go, what is this, Twitter account? What? Bait and switch marketing? His picture's right there.
Hold on. What the hell is going on? Thank you, Dr. Dre, for my drink here. Much appreciated. You're not gonna partake?
I'm good. You know I don't drink.
I know. I'm trying to get you drunk, take advantage of you.
I appreciate that. That's not gonna happen. But there's plenty of opportunities at the bar, particularly over on that corner.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
They're
indeed.
Big fans.
Yes.
They're looking for the hug at the photo booth.
Somebody said Comets and Dynamo, really, who are those people? That's not nice. I mean, we know who they are, but we don't have to count their And then somebody said, oh, are we getting cocky now that we've won a World Series? We don't count the Dynamo and the Comets championships. And I say to you, sir, I never counted them.
There you
I don't, you know never, what? Never.
I'm wondering where you are on this whole thing. McCullers has been very big about social media. He was writing a couple of – he's writing like a daily column. And he, of course, he's great on posting on his social media. And he posted the picture, I think it was the one with the trophy in his room.
Okay.
And a Dodger fan came back at him and said, way to go, bro. Way to feel good about yourself. You hit all the guys that you didn't want to face just so you could hit the holes in our lineup, and you call that a champion? I was like, man, I was so close to going at this ass clown going, what? Seriously, man?
Like, he had to win more than just the game. Yeah. Does he understand that? That it wasn't just the one
Justin
game?
Justin Turner was hitting like a buck and change. You're going to hit him twice? Intentionally?
Yeah.
Think not.
AJ said it best the other day when they asked if Kenley Jansen plunked Brian McCann on purpose. No one is hitting anyone on purpose in the World Series. That's just not a thing you're doing. McCullers was just wild. I mean, you could even see when he was trying to just throw fastballs, he couldn't spot them. And a lot of what they got hit with was breaking balls, if I'm not mistaken. A couple of them went inside, at least. So, now, you're not doing that in the World Series in Game 7,
well, the
putting
thing
people
is,
on for no reason.
On the flip side, if you're Kenley Jansen, are you going to hit the worst hitter beside him and Reddick? Yeah. Are you going to put McCann on?
No.
No, and the track record in the World Series.
Especially because all his speed.
Oh, yeah, he's blazing. And, you know, he's the guy that hits the light switch in the bedroom. He's in bed before it gets dark in the room. But at the same time, you look at the whole body of work. In the World Series, I forget, it was one game it was almost every guy. But if you walked a guy, it was almost guaranteed he was going to score. I think it was in Game 5. Every guy, the first 8 guys that walked all scored.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't want to put any guys on intentionally. But if that's all you got, bitter Dodger fan, there's always next year. I'll use the cliche for you, but come on, man. Turn the page.
Yeah, I mean.
There's your guy that thought you were black.
Don't be sad. Don't be a hater. Somebody said, I would pay to see shirtless Juggalo Trey crowd surf.
Yes!
Dre would, too, evidently.
I would pay to not see Juggalo Trey shirtless. We could just end it
if
there.
If they play Oasis, I might do it. Otherwise, no, you wrecked me, but I'm not going to do it.
Dre, also standing 5 feet from us, texted the show, which is weird, and said, Lamont thought I was black, too, until he met me. But, yeah, that's...
Now, speaking of Lamont...
It's a recurring theme. Uh-huh.
Did y'all hear this?
I did. I know exactly what you're saying.
I'm a little bit disturbed by this. My man decided to play...
His tweet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Play a little... Was that Russian roulette with the devil kind of thing? Like, would you take the World Series in exchange for... I don't know the exact words, but essentially that, what, Deshaun's going to get hurt?
Yeah.
And that was before he got hurt.
If you would you take a World Series... This was before the World Series was over. He said, would you trade a World Series championship for Watson, essentially?
Man.
Yeah. And then it happens, and you're like, oh, man, that was a little – that's a little scary to be that accurate.
Lamont becomes Matt Thomas.
The curse?
The curse.
Yeah.
You don't want that look. No one wants that look. Even at 790, no one wants that look.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Where'd it go?
I don't know. You're screening on the air again?
I was looking for something that I wanted to ask you about.
We do have Nick picks coming up at 3:45, by the way. Just to remind you, we'll do the college and pro picks.
Yes.
So we'll have that on the horizon. Oh, Nick, hopefully you'll pick them by then.
Yeah, one thing we haven't talked about is this roller coaster ride with Zeke. Ezekiel Elliott back on again. The Cowboys will get him this weekend. And I don't understand why this continues to happen. It makes – I mean, I know that our legal system allows for this, but it's, again, what I'm going to go back to what I said a long time ago. The fact that this is in the court system and it involves a sport – drives me insane.
Several like, court systems.
Yeah, but it's they're running up costs. I mean, this there's a lot of costs involved, and like keep this within the NFL. Get an arbitrator or something and just settle it. I don't understand why this has to go through our court system in this country and tie up. There's actually a lot more important things going on. He had his day in court criminally, and nothing happened. I don't know. I don't know.
And here's the thing too: if you're a Cowboy fan, like several that I know that are here. You got to start looking at the schedule going, look, when is the best time to have this guy miss these 6 games?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to lose him for the playoffs, or you don't want to lose him when you're trying to either win the division or end up with a wild card or end up missing it because he's not playing. So you got to kind of evaluate that too and go, and here's the other thing that people aren't thinking enough about. What about his teammates? At some point, for the sake of his teammates and everything else, we're either going to get it out of the way, get it done, and move forward so that we can regroup after the six games and go, this is where we stand, and we still got a shot, and we can do this and this and this. But the more it lingers on, and they're worried about, you know, is Alfred Morris going to be here for a week or 6 weeks? Or, you know, he's going to get the load. It's just, it's gone on way too long.
Yeah, I'm with you. At some point, they either need to say, you know what, we'll settle it in the off season.
Yep.
And then we'll invoke whatever suspension is going to exist at the start of next season. You know what I mean? But doing this in the middle of a season, it's not fair to him. It's not fair to the team. It's not fair to the people that gamble.
Exactly.
I mean, let's be real. That affects a lot of people, too. But, yeah, they've got to do something. And it also just makes the NFL look ridiculous.
Every single time it comes up.
Yeah.
And every time it rears its head. And every time you think it's done. And then another appeal in another court gives them another chance for another week. It continues to linger on and give the Shield a really bad look.
Yep. And speaking of in or out, Gordon is in again with Cleveland. Browns get Josh Gordon back.
So he's fully reinstated.
Well, he's
now
reinstated, yeah.
Because they said he could go to practice and work out and things like that. But if he's fully reinstated.
Well, yeah, he's reinstated. They could potentially have him for the last five games.
Which means that DeShone Kizer has an escort on Friday nights now when he's going to the bars.
Oh.
I'm just asking.
Right.
I'm just asking. I mean, everybody needs a good.
I don't think you want that.
A big brother.
No, you don't want that.
A big brother to have an arm around him and show him the ropes?
No, you don't want
no?
that.
No? Okay. We're just throwing it out there. All right, well, we're going to continue to roll on. We are at Proof Rooftop Lounge here in the heart of Midtown. The post-parade festivities are just getting started. It's a party that's going to go all night or at least till 7. Fred, AJ, and the Blitz coming up next. We're going to be here till 4. We're going to have all kinds of fun and games and lots of giveaways. So don't go anywhere. Back with a whole lot more right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Proof Rooftop Lounge in Midtown. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back and ready for more Proof Rooftop Lounge. Place to be right after the parade. Come and join the party. It is going to be a lot of fun and games tonight right here in the heart of Midtown. Going till, well, who knows, whatever. But the Blitz will be here till 7. Lots of great giveaways, giving away chances to win a meet and greet with prominent players that just won the championship that allowed you to have that celebration in the downtown area, if you know what I mean. Lots of great giveaways, including a trip to Jacksonville with our marketing folks.
Yeah.
Lots of good things going on. Lots of pretty people, lots of great beverages, and a really good atmosphere with a great view of downtown.
Yeah, Wesley wants to know how long we're going to be here. He said he won't be done with work until about 5, but he wanted to come hang out. We're going to be here for a while.
Yeah, and we're on air till 7.
Yeah, I'm staying till at least 6:30 or 7, so get out here.
No doubt
get
about
out
it.
Out here, let's have some fun.
I don't know if you saw this or not, too, but I guess it's become tradition now. But this morning before the parade, the Chicago Cubs sent 40 pizzas to the Astros. I guess it's part of the unwritten rules of baseball now, where the winning team from the year before is supposed to send pizzas, or I don't know if it has to be pizzas, but evidently
food.
Fuzzy's Pizza's lucky because they ordered 40 pizzas, including Chicago deep dish, hand tossed, all different kinds.
So they send. Is it local though?
Yeah. So they call a local pizza shop.
Okay, because that would be pretty disgusting.
But they said that
ship some pizzas across the country.
They said after the Giants won it in 14, the Red Sox, the previous season champs, sent pizza to the Giants and a note of congratulations. That started it. The Giants did for the Royals. The Royals did it after that. The tradition continued to carry on until the Cubs last year, who did it for the Astros this
okay.
year.
Okay, I think the Astros should switch it up. Send brisket next year.
Well, or fajitas, or something like truly.
I would go
and
barbecue.
And let me just emphasize this again for our good Astros fans. Next year, it's going to be a predicament because they're going to have to send food to themselves.
All right. Now
you're
going
to win it back to back. Boom,
now,
right
now
there.
You're just
drop
pandering.
The mic. I'm walking away. Good
you're
night. Tip your bartenders and waitstaff. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, there's a term in comedy we call that pandering to the crowd. That's
Did
what
it
you're
work?
Doing.
I well, mean, then got, I'll use it too. Thank you very
you
much.
You got the two dudes that you know to whoop for
Not
you.
Not true. I mean, I got my guys over here. I got right. people over there. Come on.
Okay.
Everybody want to think about somebody else winning it other than the Astros? Probably not.
Somebody texted the show and said Barry's voice sounds like a young Jay Mariotti. I have no idea what that means.
You know who Jay Mariotti is?
I know who he is,
just
but
don't
who?
keep his personal life out of it. But actually, you
why?
Know,
what'd he do?
He's been
weird
and not good.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you saying I sound creepy, sir? Is that
Nick,
what he's
can
saying?
You verify that?
I mean, I've only met him like twice, but I mean, I don't know
I'm
the
saying,
young
but his
Jay
track
Mariotti.
Record off the air is not good.
Yeah, his track record off the air for sure is not that good. Yeah.
Yes.
So, Nick, you don't think I sound like a young Jay Mariotti?
I don't know if you want to sound like a young Jay Mariotti.
I'm not saying I want to. I'm saying he said that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the worst thing to be called. You've been called worse, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. So somebody sent
Haven't
me,
we all?
Somebody sent me a picture, and you know how the news will show tweets on, you know what I mean? Like, they'll show different tweets about the Astros or something. I don't know what news station this was, but somebody sent me a picture of what popped up on their TV. And it says, my boys really want it all. And the Twitter account was, she want the underscore D. So, good job, news. Good job for putting that. That made it on TV. If that's 11, I'm going to be embarrassed for them because they're flying a plane around. They're trying to get eyes on the TV.
I'm telling you right now, man, and I'm not speaking about Channel
11. And here's what's bad is she has two E's in it, and they actually put two E's in the D as well. So I don't know. Like, that's not good.
I mean, do we think, too, that TV has just kind of stopped giving a you-know-what?
Well,
because, I mean, we talked about it yesterday. The locker room celebration and Fox nationally. I understand the local stations, but Fox nationally puts cameras in the locker room and doesn't pay attention to Ken Giles' tank top. Are you kidding me? If anybody didn't see it, he had a tank top under his jersey that said, no F's given.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Only it was spelled out, and it was prominent on national television. I'm like, hello, you are reading that shirt, right?
It's crazy.
Nope.
I don't think everybody pays attention. You know, one thing we haven't talked about this week is the whole Papa John's thing.
Yeah.
They're saying that their deal with the NFL – that their sales have been suffering because of the anthem protest and the people that are saying they're not pro, you know, they're not going to support the NFL sponsors. And it's funny because then they said as soon as he came out and said that, their stock tanked.
Yeah.
After that. So I don't know. I mean,
But yet there's certain prominent owners that are very much supporting Papa John's. And
yeah.
Then of all people, Dwayne Wade's girl, Gabrielle Union, tweeted out this morning, the largest ownership of Papa John's franchises other than the owner Papa John himself is Jerry Jones.
Hey, you think that's fake news? You think she's making that up?
I do not.
No?
I do not. And if that's the case.
How can we trust her, though? Did she cite a source?
It's Gabrielle Union. She's fine as all get out. I think that in itself is the way you start the negotiation.
So we're just.
I believe that.
So we're just. Now we're just going off looks. That's
not,
it.
Not
like,
all.
As long as you're hot.
It's a starting point.
Whatever
it's a starting
you,
point.
I'm still a virgin. Yeah, okay. We're still going to believe that. Because you're hot? No. That's no. Fake news.
But at that point, you don't care if she is or she's not, just as long as she's offering.
No.
Fun
I want a source.
You.
I want a source.
All right.
I
well,
want a
I'll...
source before I believe Gabrielle. And her, but here's the thing, like, he's saying.
You know who, by the way, you know who's the second most, largest ownership of franchises?
Peyton Manning.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
J.J. Watt's going to be third pretty soon.
He might be.
I'm willing to bet you.
You never know.
Here's the thing, though, like, he's saying that that their sales are suffering. But I'm wondering if any beer companies are coming out and saying that, because I doubt beer sales are down.
Well, the CEO of Pizza Hut took advantage of it and said his, you know, their sales was up. So it kind of, you know, it was an opportunity for Pizza Hut to make themselves look better, and they did, because their sales are up in the last quarter, and now it just makes Papa John's look that much worse. So
that's smart. Now,
it's fantastic marketing
Of the big three, Pizza Hut, Domino's, Papa John's. What's your order?
Pizza Hut, without doubt.
You're going Pizza Hut one?
Yep. Yeah. Pizza Hut one. Domino's 2, Papa John's 3. Papa John's,
really?
Man,
yeah,
it's
I'd
always
kind of
like
three.
It's never really warm, and I don't.
It's too doughy. The problem with Papa John's is too doughy. But Papa John's, in my opinion, is
too doughy. Very good call, Nick.
So, Nick, what's your order?
I would say Pizza Hut. If you're going to go with just those three, I would say Pizza Hut number one, Papa John's number two, Domino's number three. I feel like Domino's cheap out.
Yeah, from the big three. I got to go Papa John's one because of the dipping sauces and the breadsticks. Plus, if you get the barbecue bacon chicken, it's amazing.
Bro, if the pizza was good enough, you wouldn't need dipping sauces.
Can I finish my order?
Yeah, but come on.
Papa John's one, Pizza Hut two, Domino's three.
I don't know how you put Papa John's over Pizza Hut.
But if you're relying on sauces, that means the pizza sucks.
No, it's for the breadsticks.
People are huge on those sauces, though. If you don't put the sauce in the box, they're angry.
Oh. You know what? I boycotted Papa John's for 4 years because they didn't send me the garlic that I ordered. The garlic sauce? I ordered two garlic sauces. They didn't send them. 4 years.
That's
I didn't buy a pizza. That's all it took. That's all it took. That's it. And then I went back, though, because it's delicious.
I can't believe you put Papa John's one.
Really?
Man.
I don't know. I like it.
In all the years of all the pizzas that I've gotten from there, none of them have ever been fresh and hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, all right. I'll eat all three. Don't get me wrong. I'm not. My inner fat kid is not turning down the pizza. If you brought Domino's, even though they were third on the list, I'm not going to be like, oh, God, no, that's Domino's. I'm not eating that pizza.
Joel, just tell him to leave the pizza in the oven a little bit longer. You might change your mind on Papa John's. If you just tell him to say, like, well done.
But Nick,
it's just too
doughy.
That's
their job, not mine.
That's true.
I could go to the freezer section at my grocery store if I wanted to have to heat it up when I got it.
It's not delivery. It's DiGiorno. But, yeah,
well,
I mean.
There you go.
Are you that guy, Nick?
I will totally eat DiGiorno. I don't care what anybody says.
You talk about a terrible pizza.
No.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Uh-oh. We've got a battle now.
Absolutely. That is
in terms
the worst.
Of frozen pizza, you would say DiGiorno is not up there.
Yeah, you got to get those dollar Totino's pizzas, bro. That is the best.
Yeah, those are
right?
great, too. It's not, I wouldn't avoid those. I would not avoid those at all.
And now they make them rectangles like you're back in elementary school, right?
Yeah, the Tombstone guys, too.
All I need is that plastic tray with that nasty dessert in the one square
See,
and then the rectangle pizza on the other and a carton of chocolate milk.
And then you're going to tell me, but before I put it in the oven, I got to add cheese and add toppings and stuff like that. That's the same thing.
No.
Nick, if I order takeout pizza and I got to put it in the oven when it gets there, it defeats the purpose. Just like if I'm doing frozen, I shouldn't be adding toppings.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm saying, like, let them know, like, Dell, producer Dell of John and Raheel's show told me about this. I was like, dude, just tell him to leave it in there like a little bit longer and it will taste that much better. And he was right.
So,
but some of them are like really doughy.
It's like asking for something well done.
So you can request that they cook your pizza extra?
To my understanding, there's even like a little button, like a well done button.
You know what? I worked at Pizza Hut in high school, and if somebody would have called with demands for their pizza,
boogers in their pizza,
I'm spitting
you?
In the pizza.
Yeah,
you're gonna start getting picky. Like, oh no, you're getting.
Hey,
spit.
You're asking
to leave it in the oven
flavor.
That's a free topping from Barry. If you're gonna start getting picky with how the pizza's made,
I had a cold. That Italian sausage
we did,
has
one
a little
time,
extra.
I used to work at Wendy's in Whataburger. And when people would come in and scream, this is why I'll never be rude at a drive-thru. Mm-hmm. One time this guy came in, and he was really rude to the chick that was working the drive-thru. So we took his patty, and we played hockey with it on the floor with the brooms. Then we made his burger. Yeah, but don't be rude to people. That's why you can't. That's why, if I'm with someone and they start getting rude at a drive-thru, I just won't eat. Because, no, I'm like, yeah, I don't. Do you get that way? Are you, like,
no,
nasty
but
at the drive-thru?
Lisa's like the takeout police. Even if they screw up our order and it's completely their fault and they forget something, she's like, nope, don't
I'm
do
with
it.
Her. Oh, I'm with her.
The minute
I'm
you
not
do
not
it, when it's coming
it.
Back, it's someone that went,
yeah, I'm like,
here's your rice.
Hey, whatever I get, I get. I'm just like, okay, well, I guess that's how I'm eating it. Because if I go in and complain, it's gonna be spit in. So, no, I'm with you.
Not
I don't.
With that.
Nope.
All right, well, we got one segment to go in the big show. It's been a pleasure to be out here at Proof Rooftop Lounge, and Fred, AJ, and the Blitz are going to do the same. Before we go, what we do on Fridays is we do a little thing called Nick Picks. Nick picks out some college and pro football games. We tell you who we think, and don't do that for financial gain. Just do it for fun and games. That's what we do. We're going to do that next, so don't go anywhere. We'll wrap it up with one final segment of The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, this report is sponsored by Indeed.com. 610 the South Loop, eastbound at Ways.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Proof Rooftop Lounge in Midtown. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com. powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the big show. It's the Usual Suspects with only one segment to go as we continue to roll on. We are going to fly through this, then we're going to turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz are going to be here till 7. So it is going to be absolutely fantastic. People are clamoring to get hugs with Barry.
No.
As well as getting not only just the hugs.
It's going to be a lot of fights.
You can also go to the photo booth where you can get a photo getting a hug with Barry. It's all part of the deal. The photos are provided compliments of Pick Me Events. It's fantastic. So you can get your free photos over there at the photo booth. And by the way, it is kind of the hot new thing going on, whether you do it for weddings or parties or whatever. And they upload all the photos to the internet, and you've got lasting memories of your experiences from that evening, Nick, whether you want to remember them or not.
Nick's going to be here, and the three of us are going to take a picture shirtless, right?
No. Sure. That's you two and Barry Warner.
Nick's like, no. Okay, fine. I tried, though. I tried. Could have been our moment. Also, I can't wait for this show to end because Baby's Burgers is here. It's a food truck, and they have a burger called the Bombshell. It's a half-pound burger, and the buns are grilled cheese with bacon in them. So I'm definitely doing that. Did she scream because she got that? Is it good? How is your little ass eating that big burger? Oh, my God. The burger is a half pound. It weighs more than you.
She got two buns of fun.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. You made it weird there. That's two buns of fun.
I didn't say that, ma'am. If you're going to press charges, that was Joel Blank saying two buns of fun.
No, but that's why she can eat it. She doesn't have to worry about it. Jeez.
All right, we doing Nick's Picks?
Yeah, our final segment normally on Fridays, we do a little Nick Picks. Not suitable for your cell phone, but definitely suitable for your ears.
And don't take our advice. Actually, don't take my advice and don't take Nick's advice. Joel's the only one that's been doing well this year. And I have to admit, so last week we had Jerry Rocha in, and we didn't do our Funny Friday because remotes and everything. It would have been weird. But Jerry Rocha joined us on a remote, so we were able to do it, and he did picks for me. But since we were there and I got all weird, I didn't record them. So I'm going to go back. I'm going to update us. But I can tell you that Joel is – I think you've only picked like one or two games wrong in college games. And you're definitely whipping our ass in the NFL as well. So,
well, you know what? Because
I'm just picking who you pick from now on.
You don't have to do last week because of the fact that Jerry was in.
Well, he picked for me. That's fine.
Okay.
Even though I hated most of his picks. They were stupid.
I saw you telling him like, no.
Damn it. Yeah, but that's all right. That's all right. I'm going to take it.
All right, Nick, where are you going, college or pro first?
All right, we'll start in the college world first. Wake Forest at Notre Dame. I feel like this Notre Dame squad gets better each week. Brian Kelly feels like the players are being really receptive and believe in the process. The Notre Dame Irish, they're at home, minus 14.5. That's a Saturday game at 2:30 Central, 3:30 Eastern.
I'll take them outright and with the spread.
Yeah, I mean, you could give them more than 14, and I think I'd take Notre Dame at this point. They've earned that ranking. I don't think this one's close.
I think it's hard to pick against Notre Dame right now, especially with the Wake Forest squad. So, yeah, I'm picking Notre Dame as well. Let's move on. South Carolina's on the road against the number one ranked Georgia Bulldogs, minus 23.5 for Georgia at home.
So pretty safe to say Georgia's going to win the game.
Yeah, minus 23.5.
According to CBS Sports, I know, it's crazy.
It's Georgia and they're at home. I take Georgia all day on that one as well.
Yeah, I got to pick Georgia. I mean, Kirby Smart, although I feel like a lot of people are underestimating him, I feel like this team is for real this year. So, yeah, I'm picking Georgia at home. Clemson on the road against NC State. Now, Clemson is one of the teams I feel like could be that one-loss team and still make the college football playoff. They're 7-1, NC State. They're doing okay. They're 6-2, plus 7 at home for NC State.
Yeah, look, NC State's a good football team. They've really shown that. But Clemson is in a win-or-go-home mentality. It's do-or-die for them, so I don't see any way Clemson loses that game.
I'm with you. I mean, if you look at NC State, they've got a couple of wins. Florida State is nothing now, but at the time they were 12, they had the win over Louisville, also nothing now. So when you look at who they've beaten, did they earn their ranking? I don't know. I mean, they lost to Notre Dame. It wasn't even close, 35-14. At this point, I think Clemson earned their spot at number four, so I'm going Clemson as well.
Okay.
I think the game's going to be closer than most people think, but, yeah, I'm still picking Clemson. I think Dabo Sweeney's not going to let this one go, especially with one loss already under their belt. So, yeah, I'm picking Clemson on the road against NC State. One last game. This is the Virginia Tech, number 13. Both ranked. Number 13, Virginia Tech Tech against the number 10 Miami squad, plus one for Miami at home.
Miami's at home?
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You a believer in the Hurricanes?
I'm not.
No?
I'm not, and even though they're undefeated, I'm not. I'm sorry, my man. I know that
undefeated.
Upsets
you. Is he talking to Dell?
That game's in Miami. You know what, Nick? I'm gonna take the upset.
Okay. I didn't expect
you to. I'm gonna take West Virginia over Miami.
I mean, if you look at Virginia Tech, they had the loss.
I'm sorry, against, Virginia Tech.
You look at Virginia Tech; they had the loss against Clemson. They did have that big win at the beginning of the year over West Virginia.
Yep.
That Miami doesn't have anything. I'm looking at their schedule; they don't have anything that jumps out at you where you go, "Oh man, this is a team of destiny." I'm going to go Virginia Tech as well.
Okay, Nick.
I expect a downfall for Miami. I just don't expect it against Virginia Tech, so I'm just going to go the other way. I'm going to pick Miami
okay.
in this game.
All right.
All right, NFL.
All right.
You guys ready?
Yeah, let's roll them.
All right, Falcons at Carolina. Carolina plus two at home. 5-3 for the Carolina Panthers. 4-3 for the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, I think Atlanta rights the ship this week. I think Carolina trading away Calvin Benjamin was a mistake. I'm not sure what they're trying to do there. I'm going to take the Falcons on the road.
Panthers aren't a given at home, but they do have a stingy run defense. The Falcons have been trying to establish a run by getting that offense back on track. I'm going to go Panthers.
Okay.
I feel like the Panthers are going to create too many turnovers, whether it's from Cam Newton or from the rest of the squad. I just feel like turnovers is a key in this game. I think Panthers are going to commit more of them, and that's why I'm picking the Falcons to win this game. All right, let's move on to the Denver Broncos. They are at Philadelphia against your 7-1 Eagles, minus 7.5 for the Eagles at home. This game is on CBS.
You're not giving the right bullet point. This game is quarterbacked by Brock Osweiler. That and that in a nutshell is exactly why anyone picking the Broncos needs to have their head examined.
Yeah, I'm with you. That Eagles team versus any Broncos team with Brock Osweiler, I don't care how good the defense is or should be. Broncos are number two against the run, number six against the pass. It's not going to matter because Brock Osweiler is their quarterback. Give me the Eagles.
Brock should work on that flamingo pose in the people's front yard with the one leg's up because he's just going to stand there like that till someone knocks the crap out of him.
Yeah, boy, Brock has got some longevity on his side, man. I don't know how he's still playing, but he's, you know, he's one of those players that you always wonder why he's still playing, but he still keeps it, you know, he still finds a way on a roster. I'm picking the Eagles for sure. I think their momentum is too high, and I think they're too hot of a team right now, so I'm picking the Eagles. In this game, this is kind of an important game. The Jaguars are at home, minus 5.5 against your Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals are 3-4. The Jaguars are 4-3. CBS game, minus 5.5 for the Jaguars at home.
Jags get Fournette back. That's all I needed to hear. Bengals O-line isn't great. Plus, Cam Robinson, Brandon Lindner, I think, is back. So I'll take the Jags.
Yeah, my big thing is nothing that you just said. The most important thing is Andy Dalton's going to be thrown into that defense with those two corners and the way that they can get after it. I kind of wanted to pick the upset here, but I think Jacksonville will win that game at home.
Yeah, I think Andy Dalton, I've always been kind of, not high, but I've always been, you know, I've never been as hard on Andy Dalton as most people, but I feel like this year is just not going right for him at all. He's already, I think, up to, I don't know how many interceptions, but yeah, I'm picking the Jaguars at home with that defense. One more game before we get to the Texans game. The Kansas City Chiefs 6-2. The Dallas Cowboys 4-3. Minus 2.5 for the Cowboys at home. What do you got?
Well, Cowboys already dropped two home games. I know Crystal's in the house. That doesn't help matters any because she can come at me with this one. But you know what? Zeke's playing. They're at home. They need the win. I'm going to call the upset. I'm going to take the Cowboys at home over the Chiefs.
Chiefs defense isn't great. The Chiefs defense isn't great. It can be good. It can be dominant at times. But they're not undefeated either, right? Zeke is back. That is true. Yeah. But I don't think the Cowboys can win a shootout. Give me the Chiefs.
I'm with you. I feel like the Chiefs are going to, even though they're on the road, I'm still picking the Chiefs in this game. All right,
Joel's definitely pandering.
No, I'm not.
I'm just kidding.
All right, last one. This is the Indianapolis Colts. I know they are without Andrew Luck for the rest of the season, but still an important divisional game. The Texans at home, minus 6.5 for your Houston Texans at home.
Well, I'll tell you what. With the spread, I'd take Indianapolis all day, every day. But in terms of winning the game outright at home,
yeah,
I think they're done. I really do. I think that this was the last. They've endured the Merciless and the Watts and all the injuries, but I think this one's a demoralizer. I think, man.
You're taking the Colts?
I think they're done, but I think, you know what? Yeah, Tom Savage is quarterback of the Texans. I'm going with the Colts.
I think the Colts defense is so bad that this even a Texans team led by Tom Savage can score on them. The Colts are bad at just about everything in football right now. I'm going to take the Texans in a very close one.
Okay.
I'm going to pick the Texans. I'm going to pick the Texans as well, I think, even without Deshaun Watson. I think the Texans got this. I'm picking the Texans at home.
What did you say the spread was again, Nick?
Say again?
It's like 6 and...
What did you say the spread
was? Minus 6.5
at home. Oh, my God. I'd be... Not that I'm true. I'm yeah, not, I'm not I putting my house on anything.
If I'm betting, I would definitely take the Colts and those 6 points. But
wow. Mm. All right, well, that'll about do it for us. We have had a great time, and we want you guys to have a great weekend. For Nick back in the studio, it's Barry and Joel here. Stay tuned next because Fred, AJ, and the Blitz are here live at Proof Rooftop Lounge. So plenty more fun to be had. Stop down and see them. ESPN 97.5.
For sports is ESPN 97.5.